And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host today. Yeah, Dr. A. Truat, the doctor, is in the house. I am not, I repeat, I am not a medical doctor. I am a research PhD, and so I will be bringing you the latest upgrades and updates in what's research in this incredible pandemic front. Folks, thanks for listening in. Thanks for tuning in. I gotta start out with a study that I just received from my colleagues over in Spain. Yeah, the European Forum for Vaccine Vigilance, also known as the EFVV. EFVV. That stands for European Forum for Vaccine Vigilance, indeed. This study was just dated June 6th, 2021. Actually done originally in French. I have translated from French to English. And it's simply entitled this. This is so important. Study on the electromagnetism of vaccinated persons in Luxembourg. Well, folks, I submit that it doesn't matter if you're in Luxembourg or Paris or Berlin or London or New York City or Salt Lake City. People are people, and electromagnetism of that very real phenomenon. It's not imagined. It's not conspiracy theory. It is absolutely scientific fact. I want today to explain to you, the listening audience, why this is viable, why it's working, and what's really happening, what is really happening with this so-called vaccination. I won't refer to it. I don't like to refer to it as a vaccination per se. It's rather an inoculation. Look at the scientific definition of inoculation, and inoculation means injected with a poison. That's what's happening here. You're being injected. You're being inoculated with something that's absolutely foreign. Now let's look at this study in depth. Let me just share with you what is in this thing. And again, this is not speculation. It's not hyperbole. It's not hypothesis. It's fact. There are no attenuated live viruses or otherwise. There is no virus structure in any of the so-called vaccine, what I call the inoculations. There is none. So in the absolute strictest sense of the word, this is not a vaccine. What is in the shot, the jab, are two things. Synthetic messenger RNA. It's not natural. It's synthetically produced. And a whole truckload of nanobots, nanometers. These are graphene oxide structure tubules, ladies and gentlemen. Graphene oxide, also called in the literature just simply GO, graphene oxide. And, of course, the powers that be say, well, don't worry, graphene is made of carbon, which is what your cells are made of. It's no problem. It's all natural. It is safe and effective. Graphene oxide is simply a form of carbon, and it's all natural. It's all simply what your body's made of. So don't worry about it, right? Wait a minute. Toxic poisons, you see, are basically protein structures. The more concentrated the protein, even though it's all natural, doesn't mean your body can assimilate it. It's a fact, folks. Rattlesnake venom or cobra venom or any poisonous snake venom is simply concentrated protein. The more protein is concentrated, the more deadly the venom is, the quicker it reacts. It causes necrosis of the skin, it causes all kinds of thrombosis, blood clotting, and death. That's how rattlesnake or any other toxic venom works. So even though you see graphene oxide is carbon, doesn't mean it's natural and doesn't mean it can be assimilated. Here is the reality, folks, and this is what is being now in the medical literature. The problem is the powers that be, the mainstream media will never, never tell you. They won't see this on CNN. You've got to tune into the Power Hour. You've got to tune into other alternative media outlets to get this information. So welcome to the story behind the story. Welcome to the Power Hour, Hours of Truth, ladies and gentlemen. This is, again, the study is entitled The Electromagnetism of Vaccinated Persons in Luxembourg, dated 6th of June, 2021. Let me just read it, because I won't do it justice by paraphrasing it. Quote, "For the past few months, hundreds of amateur videos have been popping up all over social media, featuring people who have visibly become electromagnetic following vaccination. Quote, after many questions were raised by a number of our members about this, quote, supposed electromagnetic effect in vaccinated subjects, our association decided to take a concrete interest in this intriguing subject. This survey, of a purely statistical and sociological nature, on this supposed electromagnetic effect, raises at least three important questions. One, is it true that people show an electromagnetic effect after vaccination? Two, if so, is it also true that only vaccinated individuals show this effect? Three, what is actually injected into individuals under the qualifications of vaccine that causes this effect? Three great questions. And hopefully when we get done with the show today, you will get a full, firm, absolutely scientific background information on what these questions are. So, to try and answer these questions, the study goes on to say the survey was entrusted to Mr. Amar Goudil, treasurer of the association and member in charge of demographic and sociological issues, for the purpose of a fast-tracked completion. It was decided that a panel of 200 individuals living or working in Luxembourg would be interviewed. B, that this panel would be divided into two groups. The first would be composed of 100 individuals vaccinated in Luxembourg, and the second of 100 unvaccinated individuals for comparison purposes. Folks, in science, that's called a control group and a non-controlled group. Bullet point C, that each of these groups should have 50 women and 50 men. Bullet point D, that only active individuals would be selected to participate in the study due to the fact that they are much more constrained to vaccination than inactive individuals. Next point, that the location of the study would be the Belle Étoile shopping center and Route d'Arlon in Strassen. That's the location, folks. Next point, that the variables retained would therefore be sex, age, occupation, number of injections, the pharmaceutical origin of the injections, the date of the injections, the magnetic attraction or lack thereof, right? The emission reception of an electric field, and the town of residence of the respondent. And finally, it should also be noted that for practical reasons, only people wearing short-sleeved or sleeveless clothing would be interviewed. Okay, that's the parameters. Are we clear? The interviewer introduces himself or herself to the individuals, presents the association who's doing the survey, and then introduces this with, this is the script, quote, "Hello, madam or sir. Sorry to bother you, but my name is Amar Goudil. I work for the European Forum for Vaccine Vigilance, EFVV, and I am currently carrying out a statistical and anonymous survey on vaccinated and non-vaccinated people living in Luxembourg. It's a survey about information according to which vaccinated people show electromagnetic effects, and at EFVV, we are trying to find out what the reality is. That's okay. That's how they approach the people, of course. Well, I know, thank you. There's one of two things. No, I don't think so. I'm not interested. Or, sure, I got a few minutes. Let's do it. The interviewer would then ask the respondents if they would be willing to participate in the survey on a voluntary basis. And the question is simply, would you please spare a few minutes and would you be interested in participating in our survey? The interviewer then explains the interests of the survey to the interviewees and introduces the individuals to the subject by simply presenting them with a magnet, which he or her sticks by magnetic effect to a metallic object, a post, car, etc. He then explained that magnets do not adhere to humans normally and that they only adhere to metallic objects, but that information had been received claiming that vaccinated people generated an attraction to the magnet since they had been vaccinated. The interviewer then asked the respondent if he or she is willing to, quote, play the game and apply the magnet to the place where he or she was injected. When and if the magnet sticks to the skin on the shoulder, the interviewer then asked the respondents to stick the magnet on the other shoulder. The interviewer then asked the respondent if he or she is willing to put the Merterk brand, model MK54, which, ladies and gentlemen, I have one of those units myself, be placed on the shoulders, explaining that information had also been reported to our association that vaccinated people also generate electric fields. Hold on to that thought, folks. It's really important. Super important that you understand this. Next, the interviewer continues the discussion and continues to respond as far as possible to interviewees who are interested in the conducted experiment and the results of the survey. Okay, so here's a summary presentation of the results for the study we conducted 1st of June to 5th of June, so 4 days, 2021. Oh my goodness. Here's what happened. Only 30 vaccinated and 30 unvaccinated people were finally interviewed, while our target was to interview 100 for the first group and 100 for the second. So why only 30? That's 30%. Why? Well, it explains why. It's stunning. Point two, the condition of gender distribution was met. In each group, 15 women and 15 men were interviewed. In the non-vaccinated group, out of the 30 individuals interviewed, the number of people showing attraction to the magnet was zero. Therefore, the experiment ended there for this group. Zero. In the vaccinated group, on the other hand, 29 of the 30 individuals interviewed showed attraction to the magnet. That is, the magnet adhered to their skin without difficulty. Of these same 29 individuals, 22 had the magnet adhering to only one shoulder and only to the injection area. These 22 individuals are those who received only one injection. The other 7 people in this same group have the magnet adhering on both shoulders. In this group, known as a group of vaccinated people living and working in Luxembourg, it appears that 17 received at least one injection from Pfizer. 7 received at least one injection from AstraZeneca. 3 received at least one injection from the Moderna laboratory. 3 received a single injection from Johnson & Johnson. 6 received both Pfizer injections. 1 received the 2 injections from AstraZeneca. And 1 received the 2 injections from Moderna. 2 of the individuals in this group, one a nurse working at the CHL, who was one of the first in Luxembourg to be vaccinated, and the second a financial analyst, showed totally abnormal electrical field emissions. In the case of the nurse, a video was even made showing the values emitted by the testing machine in the area around the left shoulder. For the financial analyst, the values emitted by the tester were approximately the same, but this individual abruptly ended his participation. Imagine that. Next point. Out of the 30 respondents in the vaccinated group, 29 reside or work in Strassen. Only 1 lives in Metz, but works in Strassen, the area of Luxembourg. And it seems that people who were vaccinated earlier within the government vaccination program are much more electromagnetic than people who were vaccinated more recently. The magnet adheres faster and holds better than in the freshly vaccinated people. This is a note in the study. Note. Quote, the exercise being totally destabilizing for the respondents. At no point were they asked to apply the magnet to any area other than the shoulders. It would have been very interesting just to know whether the magnet also adhered to the neck, chest, forehead, or leg areas, and whether other objects such as spoons, scissors, and or smartphones also adhered. Here's the conclusion, folks. Listen carefully. It was found that vaccinated individuals do give off an electromagnetic field, and that the earlier the individuals were vaccinated, the stronger the field they gave off. This sensation and appraisal, which is purely a tactile experience when the shoulder magnet is applied and removed, should be verified much more accurately with much more precise equipment. Yes, indeed. Point number 2 in the conclusions. It was extremely difficult to find individuals willing to play along with this extremely disorienting experiment. What do you think that is, ladies and gentlemen? I just don't want to know. Oh, yeah, well, it goes on. 3. Individuals are interested in the experiment out of curiosity. And then when they see that the magnet clings onto their skin, they become dubious at first, then they suddenly become cold. Some of them even became extremely nervous, even completely shocked. Point 4. People sincerely wonder how a magnet can stick to their skin as easily as it sticks to a metal pole. 5. They ask us for an explanation, and the investigator reassures them that there must be an explanation, but they are referred back to the doctor who advised them to get the injection. get this, this is conclusion number 6. One lady even cried and told me that she did not want to be vaccinated but was forced to because her employer said she had to because she works in contact with customers. Point 7. In the conversations, it emerged that people do not even vaccinate for medical or health reasons, out of conviction or fear of the disease, but are often in the hope of returning simply to a, quote, normal life and being able to travel freely again. Take a deep breath. This has got to, infuriate you folks, really, when you see this is so abnormal. And last bullet point in the conclusions. During the exchanges, people clearly expressed their dismay by saying afterwards that they are taken as hostages. Many acknowledged that the injection is non-consensual and that at no time were they given rational explanations, even if only from the point of view of the benefit-risk balance. After reflection, and discussion, they then describe this act as, quote, a mistake, mad, loophole. Talk great to all. Guest hosting today, this is Powell. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. Hopefully we got that bandwidth all cleared up, and we're coming through loud and clear. So again, thanks. It's nice to have a good board operator, so thanks a lot for that. Okay, golly, hope we got most of the information out. Again, I've been talking about this Luxembourg study on vaccinated individuals who are actually putting out electromagnetic frequencies. Let me just finish up with this, and I'll go in and explain to you how this is possible and how, and why it's actually doing this. Critically important information I submit to you to understand and to protect yourself and your loved ones from, again, what's really going on around you. The final bullet point in the study of the results is this sentence. The survey is stopped for reasons of conscience and morals because the investigator is no longer able to cope with the helplessness of people whose faces become petrified when they realize that they have been injected with a substance of which they know nothing. The investigator, who has studied management techniques and psychosociology in the past, is very uncomfortable with these people who are wondering what is now happening to them. People interviewed, again, because they have magnets sticking to them and they actually are start radiating electromagnetic energy. People become pale, white, nervous, put a hand to their forehead or cross their arms and pinch their bottom lips. Some sweat from their hands. They are seen wiping them on their hips or thighs. These effects and expressions usually occur in states of anxiety, extreme stress, or really measurable tension. For the respondents, these uncontrolled physical manifestations are indicative of a deep malaise when they realize afterwards that they may have done something irreparable. The act of vaccination being an irreversible act. In other words, folks, you're really not sick. You've got something going on now in the body that's experimental, and yeah, you can't reverse this. There's no known cure for this. It's irreversible. So the question then, is it true that people present an electromagnetic effect after having undergone at least one act of vaccination? The answer is strongly affirmative and yes, indeed. Individuals do become electromagnetic on the injection zone, at least. To the question of what is injected into individuals that causes this effect, we reply that it is up to the governments and authorities responsible for the health of Luxembourgers to answer this question, as they are the ones who took the heavy decision to vaccinate their populations. And finally here, we will not answer for the responsibility of each party, but it is certain that if paramagnetic nanoparticles have entered the composition of these so-called vaccines, it is a safe bet that we will very quickly be hearing about an unprecedented health disaster. And the final paragraph is simply this, quote, "It is now the responsibility of toxicologists and pharmacologists to discover the origins and causes of these attractive effects on vaccinated subjects, and it is the responsibility of the guarantors of the health of the citizens of this country to very quickly demand the opening of an inquiry into the exact and real composition of these so-called vaccines." This study was done and given to the authorities in June. It is now nearly the middle of July, July 13th, and no response. In fact, more and more people are getting injected. Folks, this has got to be exposed. It has got to be exposed and stopped. This is insanity. Let me explain to you what I do know also. I'm operating, I've been a licensed naturopathic physician for years and years. I produce a line of mineral supplements called Mother Earth Minerals. We won't go into that per se, but let me just tell you that I have all of the equipment for testing, because you see, it's all about electromagnetic pulses at the cellular level. That's why minerals work. They exhibit an absolute hertz frequency the cells need to balance and heal and detox, etc., etc. Calcium, magnesium, critical two mineral elements. The calcium ion channels are into every cell. The neurological structures are critically important. You must have calcium. You must be balanced by magnesium. And the potassium sodium pump for electrical generation of energy must be present in the cell. I'm not going to go into all the technical aspects of that, but it's all, at the cellular level, it's all about electromagnetic frequency. It's all about that and nothing really more. You see, water is critically important. We have, we are bodies of water. We have, you see, that's the actual terrain, is the water in which the cells live and generate. We are mostly water in our bodies. Dehydration causes diseases and sickness. And most people are chronically dehydrated. That's a fact. The body has many cries for water. But let me tell you, the whole purpose of mineral supplementation is to balance the electromagnetic hertz frequencies the cells need. So what I do know for a fact is when these vaccinations, so-called, these inoculations, were started, I worked with Dr. Lorraine Day and others to verify what's really in these things. Because there's no virus, there's no attenuated virus, there's no nothing like that in any of these shots. You just have messenger RNA, synthetic mRNA, said this at the outset. And it's surrounded by graphene oxide molecules, graphene oxide tubules measuring 1.2 nanometers in length. Graphene oxide, miracle, miracle nanobot structures. That's what's going into these shots. Now, what does this mean? Okay, here's the explanation. I prefaced this entire show with that study for a very important reason. You have to understand what graphene oxide does, and you have to look at the whole body of research starting in 2004, 2005, when graphene oxide was invented. Yeah, it's basically graphite, the same stuff that's in your pencil, but it's developed through computer technology to form 2 and 3D structures. Not the same thing as carbon. It's totally unique. And as such, it resonates a different pulse frequency that's, again, modulated by messenger RNAs, the instruction set. It's like the operating system is a messenger RNA that's synthetically applied. It's going into, go right into the cellular membranes to start working on your cell deoxyribonucleic acid, your cellular DNA, and your genome. That is the absolute science right there. That's in the circular of every vaccine, every one of these inoculations. It explains that. It's the new wave. Oh, but it's safe and effective. Oh, please. You don't know this. It's experimental in the highest level. Messenger RNA coupled with graphene oxide. It's never been done before. It's all new ground being broken here. All right. What I do know is this. I've had people come to me, much like these investigators. I've had about 30 individuals, the same as the Luxembourg study. All of these individuals, every single one, 30 out of 30, all are magnetic at the injection site. And many are that have been first responders who have come to me who were injected in February are magnetic over their whole body. Now, what's causing that? When they see that, they're just like, my goodness. And they say they're suffering from brain fog. I said, explain what you mean by brain fog. Well, I'm having a hard time concentrating. I'm not focused. My mind is different. I have crazy thoughts popping into my mind that I never had before. Explain what, you know, would you mind explaining some of these crazy thoughts? Just things that aren't normally my personality. I'm seeing things and imagining myself doing things that I would never do before. Now, okay, let's leave it there. I'm not a psychiatrist. But this is concerning because, see, folks, your very brain functions on electromagnetic pulses. A thought, your very thought, the very formation of words, as is what I'm doing right here on the radio broadcast. These words and these thoughts that are formed are brain impulses. They're measurable electromagnetic pulses. That's how the brain operates. What do you think electromagnetic scans do? I mean, they're the brainwave scans, the electroencephalograms. These are measuring pulses of the brain. And, folks, an abnormality in these pulsing brain waves leads to such diagnoses as schizophrenia, multiple personality disorders, a wide plethora of sociopathic tendencies can be measured by brain waves. And here we have people reporting to me that they're seeing their thoughts scrambled. They're not focusing. And now they're emitting electromagnetic pulses. In fact, yes, I have the machines, a trifield meter, other very sophisticated machines that actually will show electromagnetic radiation. I used to go out for banks and survey real estate that was up for sale with bank mortgages, new mortgages. I would ascertain the relative electromagnetic health of an older structure. These machines can find hot spots in certain areas, whether they are tied into radon, electromagnetic radon testing in basements. That type of thing is very measurable. And I would do an assay of the house and determine on a scale of 1 to 10. And that's what I would do for the banks. And these are machines that are used to do that. Imagine my surprise when I scan normal individuals and the machine doesn't register anything, but I scan 30 people and all of them, every single one of them, are pulsing electromagnetic abnormal frequencies out of the injection site to begin with, and then eventually other whole body, depending on how long they've been vaccinated. They're becoming what I submit as a 5G type of hotspot. They are radiating electromagnetic frequencies that aren't normal and natural. Well, I found this out about 3.5 months ago, and I've been verifying it and validating it since then. And the problem, you see, is what these frequencies tend to do to people that come in contact with them. See, these frequencies are clearly, I've got 6 different studies in my files that have shown that certain electromagnetic frequencies cause abnormal blood clotting factors and can actually affect sperm counts in men and cause erratic and sometimes dangerous menstrual cycles in women. You see, so here we have well-meaning individuals. I won't name names. But they come out and say, spike proteins are being emitted from the vaccinated people and this was causing people to be sick. No, please, no. There cannot be a spike protein being shed because there is no viruses in the darn inoculations. It's not that's insane to say that. What's happening is individuals are emitting electromagnetic frequencies and people coming in contact with them for hours at a time, for days at a time, will start having magnetic, electromagnetic pulse or radiation sickness structures. These things do one thing. These frequencies to unvaccinated people cause the blood to start coagulating differently. It causes changes in the blood structures. I also have a dark field microscope. I am trained in dark field microscopy and reading them, and I'm telling you, the changes in dark field, vaccinated people versus normal, non-vaccinated people's blood, is stunning. The differences are sobering. This is absolutely changing people's blood structures. These graphene oxide molecules are doing some amazing things. Now, there is another study here. I just want to bounce this and just tell you the tops of it. This is done, again, in Austria. It's a physics paper. It's very complicated with a lot of numbers. I won't go there, but let me just try to encapsulate it. This was actually published in nanotechweb.org. A German physicist now found that graphene, when hit with 5G microwave radiation, produces what he calls, quote, strong frequency multipliers. In other words, the nanomaterial, the graphene oxide, starts to go into the tetrahertz multiplier cycle. It doesn't take, you know, your 60 gigahertz microwave doesn't stay that way. It multiplies it exponentially into the tetrahertz range. That's what's causing them to exude new radiation to people. They're a carrier. They're a hotspot. And as it hits a certain tetrahertz magnification, guess what happens? Yeah. The skin and the blood itself starts to become lighted up. Yeah. Illuminated. And you can actually, and I've done this, put a black light on the injection site. Now, it's not the first, it has to be about 2 to 3 months after injections. But lo and behold, they're glowing. The skin, the blood layer, the epidermal lining is glowing under the black light. The veins in the legs and the hands are glowing. It's very eerie. Talk about shocking. Talk about disturbing to folks when they see that, physically see that. They look at me like, oh, what kind of a trick is this? I said, there's no trick. Here's my blood vessels under the black light. Here's yours. There's no trick. And then just as this study shows in Luxembourg, the shock and the anger starts to erupt. How dare they? The next question that will be to me is, what can we do? Can we reverse this? I say we're breaking new ground here, folks. I don't know. Let me work with some experts in the field of nutrition and see what we can come up with. We got to, first of all, study how to break down this graphene oxide. Can we eliminate graphene oxide from the body? Well, I think we can, because you see, the basic rule of naturopathy is simply that for everything natural or unnatural, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction in the natural field. We just got to find it. We've got to locate it. We've got to jump on it and then try it and see. Well, so I began an extensive search. How do we eliminate graphite toxicity, graphene oxide? And I found something that may be helpful. You see, graphene oxide, you know, is a frequency pulse. And so how do you reverse that? Well, you've got to find the molecular or atomic weight of the graphene oxide, which I did, and then find, and I've in my doctoral dissertation research, my paper showed that there is a debilitating frequency that basically reverses toxins. And so I found that debilitating frequency, and I began to search, reverse engineering that, basically, to find out which natural substances are closest to that, to debilitate it. For what it's worth, folks, and we're totally breaking new ground here. I can't say anything definitive at this point, but it's just, you know, this has just been 2 weeks ago. There's a substance in the body that's naturally occurring called glutathione. Glutathione has been studied as important. Individuals that are very young, very healthy, have large stores of natural glutathione in the cells. And as people age, glutathione tends to decrease and decrease. What is glutathione? It's basically the most powerful antioxidant to protect the cells from internal damage. Glutathione is an atomic weight structure that's very, very close, very, very close to the debilitating frequency of graphene oxide. I think that glutathione, increasing glutathione, can decrease graphene oxide levels and let the cells basically dispose of it as any other toxin to the lymph glands or the system that God made for us to dissolve. Lymph glands, fecal matter, urine, that type of thing, to cleanse it from the bloodstream. I do not know if this is viable, but it's surely natural, and it surely won't damage you. The other substance that I found that's very close to glutathione is the anti-inflammatory natural substance called curcumin. Curcumin is extracted from turmeric, the root. Curcumin exhibits anti-inflammatory structural. I've always been a big fan of curcumin as anti-inflammatory. All natural, extracted, of course, from the turmeric root. I am thinking that combining glutathione with curcumin, or even straight turmeric root, could very well help mitigate the damages. I don't know for sure. But if I were to make an educated stab in the dark, I would say those two things will do the job. But, of course, why even get the darn vaccine to begin with? Why open it up? You see, it goes back to the same 30 people. Not one of them got the shot. That came to me that got the shot because they were concerned about their health. They're not worried about a virus with 0.004 chance of morbidity if you contract it. They're not concerned about that. They know that, even despite the hype and the fear. No, it's social constraints. It's like, I got to travel. I got to get on jet airplanes, and my employer requires it. My employer requires it. I'm a fireman. I am a nurse. I'm a policeman. You see, my city requires it. The powers that be requires it. Well, I trust them that they've kind of done their homework. I trust the science is valid. That's the big problem, folks. It's not done. Guinea pigs, brain, mind control. I just, oh, my goodness. When I hear people, and I've worked with people that I've known, part of the 30 people that I've known before the vaccine, very sharp, very energetic, very professional, now complaining that they can't even think straight. They describe it as brain fog and getting strange impulses, thoughts to do things that they would never normally think of doing. How dark and I'll say a word here, demonic is that. Take control of a person's thoughts and you control that person, completely control that person. And there is no freedom when that happens. Could that possibly be what the agenda has always been here? You see, graphene oxide, there's enough studies done on toxicity potentialities of this and how it can absolutely cause disease states, cause the body to turn up. You know, we have a great immune system. Most people do. We have something called lymphocytes, killer T cells, macrophages, and there are studies on graphene oxide in lab animals that causes the lymphocytes, the killer T cells, the macrophages in mammals to start attacking normal cells that are ingested, you see, with these graphene oxide molecules. You go, girl. I mean, that takes a whole new meaning. UGO. You go. Graphene oxide. We'll be back to these messages, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, let's open up the phone lines for questions. Maybe I can have some answers and then I can give you some other ideas on how to get this nonsense dropped. Hey, that's all it's all about, exploring new frontiers. We'll be right back after these messages.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.